Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good morning and good afternoon, and welcome to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, brought to you live by Authentic You Media. We're broadcasting from Johannesburg, South Africa, and we're taking calls from people all over the world. If you'd like to participate in this show, please do call in. It's 001-877-296-0345. Our theme for today's program is Right Brain Energy, and I'll be speaking to that in just a moment, but I'd like to go to the phones first. We have a caller on the line whose name is Beverly. Hello, Beverly. This is Shannon. Hi, how can I help?
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, I'm terrific, but Beverly, I'm picking up a lot of intestinal distress and some stomach problems. I'm hoping that they are not yours, but are they yours?
Yes.
My sweetheart, there is really a lot of bloating and a lot of discomfort in that. So I'm wondering if you're aware that that is really tied to your emotional state, and they would like you to use the physical in order to heal the emotional, and vice versa, to use the emotional to heal the physical. Are you willing to work on that?
Absolutely.
I have something that's coming up later in the show. Are you able to listen to the rest of this program? Do you have a chance to do that?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be about the physical condition called spastic colon, which you don't exactly have, but it is related to the emotional state related to your intestines.
Yes.
Okay, what was your question going to be? Because it was probably not that. What's your actual question?
I'm glad that you actually touched on that, because I think that's very important for me. I'm going through a lot of, I have a lot of anxiety in regard to not working, which is causing some of my intestinal discomfort.
For sure. But what
yes.
question, if you were to sit down with your angels, how can I translate a question and an answer for you?
How do I relax and let go and let God so that this stomach problem does not blow up into a bigger problem?
Okay, well, first of all, it's not going to. It is just a constant reminder.
Thank you, honey.
No, it really is not going to. Amen. It's really not going to.
Thank you.
Is going to be a constant reminder of, I've really got to get my butt in gear. So
yes.
although I am totally of the let go and let God school, in this case your angels are saying don't let go and do let God, but please do all the time that God is helping you.
Yes.
They're saying they want you to be actually pounding the pavement, knocking on doors, calling up old friends. They're saying that the toll that being out of work is taking on you is destructive, and it's really damaging your self-esteem. So they want you to take virtually anything that is offered to you, even if it seems too low, because it's just for the now. It's just what they call the pot boiler to keep the food in the cupboard, and they really, really want you to work. Now, who you are is a leader, and who you are is a person of people. And so you will find that. But this is just a patch, okay? It's just a rough patch. I'm going to let you go with a prayer. I want you to listen to the thing about the colon that's coming up later in the show. And I'm praying for you as well. You're on my list.
Thank you, Shannon. God bless you.
Bye, Beverly. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to our next caller now, whose name is Diane. Hey, Diane, this is Shannon. How are you doing today?
Hi, Shannon. I love your show. I look forward to this morning in California with you.
Terrific. How can I help you? What's going on?
Okay, every day to me is a birthday, because you wake up and it's a new birth. But today happens to be the day on my birth certificate I was born. And
well,
I'm wondering
then,
if the angels have a message of my higher self.
Congratulations to you for having survived, because what they're telling me is you've really been through the blender, actually, and they're saying that you have emerged as an entirely new creature. So the message for you today is a totem animal that they would like you to look up. And the totem animal actually is the phoenix. So the phoenix gets reborn and burned down and then jumps out of his ashes and is strong again. But the version of that that is in our daily life is the peacock. And so they would like you to find a beautiful thing that has a peacock on it. It could be a box, a tin, a bag, anything that looks like peacock that says that to you, a shirt, you know, a vase, anything that you would actually like. And please buy that for yourself. And please do look up with some research what peacock means in terms of strength, resilience, endurance. And it's you. You really have a lot of peacock in you. Peacock Phoenix, okay? That's the message.
What a great gift. Love you. Thank you, Miss Lady.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
I'm looking forward to the topic. Bye.
Thank you, my sweetheart. Ciao.
Yeah.
Our topic today is right brain energy. And they made a joke with me when they gave us this title because it's about the right brain versus the left brain. And the right brain is, of course, the creative side and the, you know, spiritual side, the one that's tuned in. That's not the left brain. But then as I was preparing, they were telling me, no, that's not exactly what we meant. What we really mean is to have the right brain energy, the correct brain energy. They're telling me that this is very relevant to our next caller and that I'm going to share some affirmations. So I'm going to go back to the phones. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Is it Cree? Hello, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. May I pronounce your name Cree? How should I?
Oh, it's Chris.
Oh, there's an E instead of an S. Got it. Hello, Cree. That can be your new special name. Hey, Chris, what is your question for your angels today?
My question today is very specific. It's about how can I better support my son to make him feel safer and have less separation anxiety? He's 3 years old, and he just started about 2 months ago with this.
I know. Yeah, I got it. And also, to tell you the truth, I have a 3-year-old son, and he also suffers from separation anxiety. So I'm hoping that your answer is also going to make sense to me. Okay, they're telling me that it's the color pink. So they want you to give him a rose quartz crystal. And, of course, if he loses it, that is really not a big deal because they're like a dollar. And they
right.
want you to have him carry it in his pocket. And they want you to say into it, like it's a microphone, in his presence, Mommy loves you. Mommy's thinking about you. Mommy loves you. And then put it in his pocket. And then anytime he gets scared or nervous during the day, we know, you and I know, that crystals actually do have a very high vibration and that they can carry energy of love with you, with them, and from you, with them. And so having it in his pocket will actually be, at a higher level, something that can calm him down vibrationally. But for him, for not understanding that at this point, which is okay, he can just touch it and he can say, yeah, I'm thinking of Mommy and Mommy's thinking of me. He wants to feel, he's got an object permanence thing going on. So what they're asking also is for you to play peekaboo with him a lot and hide and go seek a lot. So even
okay.
though you can't see me, I'm still here. That's what the point is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Super.
He gets it. He really gets it. But there's something, you know, biological. I want my mom. Please have her be close to me. So that's one of the things that you can try. Will you please check back with us in about a month and tell us how that's working?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, blessings to you, Chris. Thank you.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
So our theme for today, right brain energy. As you can see, we were talking to Chris about the brain energy that she could use to send messages into a crystal, and then she could put it into her son's pocket, and he could carry that with him during the day. But we're going to also do some of our regular segments, which are messages from our guides and angels that come to us through various modalities. The first one that we're going to go to comes from the deck that was created by Doreen Virtue, and it is Daily Guidance from Your Angels by Doreen Virtue, and I'm going to draw a card from that deck right now. And she says it is energy work. Okay. Life can be electrifying because its very essence is energy. Your body is a remarkable energy field that will positively respond to loving treatments. Your hands and heart are activated to give healing energy to your loved ones and clients. Okay, that is absolutely true, and we're going to find out more about how we can use energy work on ourselves to help our brains have right brain energy. Now we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to check in with Christina. Hey, Christina, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good.
Yeah? Yeah, what's your question for your angels today?
I'm hoping I phrase it right. What advice can you give me for, or my angels rather, in the sense of creating financial stability for
Sure. Okay. I mean, that's a really good question, and it's a question that a lot of people have. But they
yeah.
mean, so it's okay. But what's very what's going to be very interesting is you. What could create financial stability and abundance for Christina? I mean, that's the most important part. So they're asking for you to consider working at a job in which you would be available 24 hours working from home. So they're saying that there are kinds of jobs in which one can be virtual and one doesn't have to be present. And they're telling you that there's a family reason for you to not want to leave the house. And so for you to work either on the phone or on the computer and to be available, do you know those kinds of jobs that they're talking about?
I don't know those kinds of jobs.
Have you ever heard
like
of something... Have you ever heard of something called a virtual assistant? Or have you heard that there's a trend overseas for people to hire people who are working in India because they're in a completely different time zone? So, like, I'm in Johannesburg right now. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And where you are, it's in the morning. So
right.
I could be working, and I could be working for someone who was in London, or I could be working for somebody who was in Brazil, and
okay.
they wouldn't know any different, would they? So what
no.
they're telling me about you is that you are organized, enthusiastic, friendly, and have a very good phone manner and are good on Skype and can, you know, type things and think about being a virtual assistant. Have a look at it.
I will. Thank you. That was a really great direction to look into. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Christina. God bless. Bye-bye.
And you. Bye-bye.
I would love for you guys to use the energy that's in your hands right now to just put your hand on top of your head and ground yourself a little bit. You can feel that there's a warm spot on the top of your head right where you would wear a hat, right on the very, very top, and that's your crown chakra. And if you could clap one of your hands, and it doesn't even matter which one, right on top of your head as if it's protecting your crown chakra, you can actually look around the room and see that things are a little bit clearer and the colors jump into focus a little bit more. That is a really good idea for you to get right brain energy. We're going to go back to the phones now. We've got a caller on the line whose name is Donna. Hello, Donna. This is Shannon. How can I help?
Oh, good morning, Shannon.
Hi, sweetheart. What's your question?
If you saw, I'd like to have a boyfriend or I'd like to be married one day, and I wanted to know if you saw a partner coming in for me, a male partner.
You know, I would even correct the one day, and I would say that you would like to be married right now, and your angels are telling me that they would also like you to be married right now. So there are two options. You can go back to somebody or you can go forward to somebody. And they're recommending that you go forward to somebody and not back to somebody. So they'd like you to cross off your list anybody that you've been with before. And the guy that they're telling me is a teacher. So he is actually a teacher. I mean, like he teaches school, like he's either a high school teacher or he teaches maybe at a vocational college or at a college or at a university. He's actually a teacher. So that you can look at. And they're saying that you would be incredibly successful in internet dating to the extent that you could possibly open up a matchmaking site later yourself because you're actually really good at making matches with other people. So they're saying that they just want you to scan through the guys until you find the word teacher and then only date the ones who describe themselves as their profession as teacher. Okay, would you have a look at that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Oh, good, Donna. Okay. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. God bless. The card that we're going to draw next is from the next deck, which is the Caroline Mace Archetype cards. Our theme for this week is right brain energy. Now, while I'm doing this reading, if you'd like to phone in with your question, the number to call is 1-877-296-0345. We're at 14 minutes past the hour, and you know that you can have a whole one-hour session with me via Skype, don't you? Or via phone, it doesn't matter, and that would cost you $100, but we would get to go into so much more detail, and you would get a lot of follow-up questions. So do consider that if it would work for you. Okay, so this card is Child Divine. Oh, I have to tell you, the picture on this card is so beautiful. It's a small boy wearing like a Mexican jersey, very beautiful orange and red and yellow colors. And the attributes are innocence, purity, and redemption. It suggests a special connection with the divine. Now, the higher message on this one is, when you have right brain energy, when your brain is firing all of its cylinders and you're really going forward mentally, spiritually, and using your brain and your mind, you're like a child, curious, awake, alive, light, engaged. You're like how the divine made you. It's as people get a little, as they get on in life, not necessarily old in years, but old in stress, that we start to get worried and we start to second guess ourselves, and that's not right brain energy. Right brain energy is when you go with your intuition and you take two or three steps forward immediately, seeing if that works, and then checking out what kind of feedback life is giving you. Right brain energy is innocence, as this is describing, and innocence means I cause no one harm whatsoever. I only have the best intentions for myself and for everyone involved in this situation. Now, we are going to go to our next piece, which is talking about not having right brain energy. So I'm drawing another card here, also from the Caroline Mace Archetype deck. And the words on this card are, it's a picture of a vampire, and it says, someone or something is draining your life force. Okay, when you are in your right brain and your right mind, you feel a flow. You feel almost a timelessness. You feel like work isn't work. You feel like work is fun. You know, you feel like cooking dinner, and you enjoy cooking dinner. You're chopping the vegetables, and you think, oh, this is so beautiful. Look at these fresh foods. Oh, my body is really going to enjoy this. Okay, that is a positive state. And it takes you 10 minutes. It takes you 20 minutes. But when you're in a drained state, when someone or something is taking away your energy, you feel like, oh, everything is such a schlep, it's so hard, it's such hard work, and that's when you're not in your right brain and your right mind. So as soon as you feel exhausted, you really need to lie down and take a nap, okay? Even if it's a 10-minute nap, just close your eyes, turn off your phone, allow yourself to rest, and see if you can get your brain to reset. When you open your eyes after your 10-minute nap, check and see if anything in the room looks interesting to you or appealing to you, like that book on your shelf, you know, do you want to read it? That cup of tea, do you want to drink it? If you don't, you're still being drained. If nothing in life has its appeal to you, if you think, maybe I should get up and go for a walk, nah, I'd rather stay here, bleh. Okay, what that is saying to you is that your brain hasn't restored itself back to its original calibrations. So you can do what I just suggested, which is to take your energy-leveled hand, put it on top of your head, and close off your crown chakra, and then look around the room. See if you're restoring your energy. Okay, almost, yeah, it's getting better. Then you can also take your hand, and you can put it right in the middle of your solar plexus, which is in the middle of your shirt where the buttons would go down, button, and it's above your tummy. That is your solar plexus. And you can hold your hand there, and you can just check, do I feel better when I'm protecting my solar plexus? Perhaps that implies that someone or something is trying to drain energy out of me, and that's what's keeping me from having right brain energy. So do have a look at that. Consider that we are energetic creatures, and that we also have, thank goodness, the tools in our hands to recalibrate our own energy. We're waiting for your call if you'd like to join us. The number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. And do remember that Spirit Guidance with Shannon is podcast, so that you can hear recordings in case you were on the show and you want to review how it sounded, or in case you wanted to share this with a friend, you can look up Authentic You Media, or you can look on my website, which is www.spiritguidance.net. We're at 19 minutes past the hour now, and we're going to go to our next segment, which is when we get a reading from the plant kingdom. This one is from the book, The South African Flower Essences, and the reading that's corresponding to our theme for the day is sunbonnet. Okay, sunbonnet. The keynote for sunbonnet is codependency, personal inadequacy. For possessiveness arising out of neediness, inadequacy, a dependence upon others or a particular other person to validate one's very existence. For a sense of not being good enough, For those who draw energy from others, that sounds just like a vampire, doesn't it? Such as a partner, in order to have the courage to present themselves to the world. This is frequently the case in codependent relationships, where both partners' need for each other, regardless of how they cover it up, arises out of an abyss of personal inadequacy. It may manifest as control, or servitude, but it has the same root. This essence, sunbonnet, facilitates an honoring of the self, the development of self-worth and self-esteem, which liberates one to become a self-actuated, loving human being, able to give loved ones the space and freedom necessary for their own evolution. Dot, dot, dot. That is a good one. The reading was Sunbonnet from the book by Janet Unite called The South African Flower Essences. Can you see how that relates to having right brain energy? And by right, I do mean correct, aligned, being alive, being awake, being self-actualized. If you ever find yourself depending on someone else's opinion and caring about you in order to get up in the morning, something has gone wrong. So, of course, we think a lot about our loved ones. We think almost, you know, obsessively about our children, about our partners, about our parents, for sure. And that's part of the human experience. We are born into families, we create new families, we create new love relationships, and we create children, and we will always have strong bonds with them. And when they're in trouble, we worry. Okay, all of that is still within the level of normality. What they're talking about here is when your very life essence, your force, depends on the existence and, hopefully not, the approval of another person, and you kind of wither away and become invisible unless you are connected or being maintained by the energy of that other person. No, 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 that's not what it's supposed to be like. So you need to do a big cutting and a big stomping and a standing on your own two feet. I don't need to know that he loves me in order to know that I'm okay. That is the thing to work on. Okay, we're at 21 after the hour, and we're going to go to that reading that we referred to our client Beverly earlier, because she had a stomach problem, and that came through even as she was phoning in. I was feeling so terrible in my stomach. So we're turning to Louise Hay, and the book of Louise Hay that we're consulting is called You Can Heal Your Life. Now, Louise Hay is magical with her affirmations, because she teaches you exactly the right affirmation that goes for every disorder or dis-ease that could ever be found in the body. And as we were talking with Beverly earlier, whatever is going on in the body is a mirror of what's going on in the mind and vice versa. So you can work on one to heal the other. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, the spastic colon. So she also lists here spastic colitis, colitis, colon, intestines, and mucous colon. The negative emotion that can bring about a feeling of a spastic colon, which you know can result in diarrhea, it can result in not being able to digest food, it's a really painful situation. The emotion is a fear of letting go and insecurity. Always, when you're talking about the digestive system, it's about allowing things to feed you, to nourish you, and then the ability to let things go, you know, by making a bowel movement, the things that your body doesn't need anymore, the waste, the seeds, the peel, everything that's not going to go in and make your bones and muscles stronger, those things you just need to let go of. And that's what life is trying to teach us all the time too, hey? Which relationships are making me the person I want to be? And which relationships should, you know, are they just a bunch of crap, so to speak? But they're the ones that one should just walk away from. One should let go. One should release, and they're not serving us anymore. So the fear of letting go and insecurity are the negative emotions. And then here, let's listen to what Louise Hay has to say, and I'll ask you to repeat after me after I go through this affirmation once. It is safe for me to live. Life will always provide for me. All is well. Okay, now I'm going to say it little by little, and you, if you want to, you can repeat after me out loud. Here we go. It is safe for me to live. You can say, it is safe for me to live. And now, life will always provide for me. Life will always provide for me. All is well. All is well. Thank you to Louise Hay for that beautiful affirmation. And I wonder if you were listening to the earlier caller. She was really having a time of insecurity, and she wasn't knowing what to go for, and she was having even a hard time digesting her situation of being out of work. Maybe you've been in those shoes. Can you empathize with that? When you don't know what's going to happen, and you don't know when your next check is coming, that is a time when it's almost a temptation to hold on to everything you've got because you think there won't be anything next coming. But you know that isn't actually the way that the universe works. The universe works by giving us something, and then giving us something else, and then giving us something different, and then giving us something completely unexpected and different. And that is the magical, confusing, difficult, challenging part of being a human being. It is not a smooth ride. It is not what we expect. Once we think that we've got everything handled and everything sorted out, they just throw us another loop, don't they? But it's for our growth, it's for our greater benefit, it's for our highest good, and it's to try to make us into the people that we can be. We have time for one more caller if you'd like to phone in. The number is 1-877-296-0345. So let's go back to our main theme here, which is right brain energy. Do you remember the difference between the right brain and the left brain? The left brain is the part of the mind that counts things. It says, how many dollars are in my account? And then it starts to worry. It actually worries almost no matter what the number is. If the number is, I have $5 in my account, if the number is, I have 5,000, if I have 5 million, then you start worrying about the taxes. So the left brain is useful in that it can count, but it's not so useful in terms of maintaining one's equanimity and balance in the way that life works. So sure, we need numbers for telephones, we need numbers for addresses, we need numbers for time, but then I would love for you to practice quickly switching over into the right brain, repeating the affirmation all is well, and saying, no matter what the numbers are telling me, I can choose to make meaning out of that. The card that we pulled that was called Child Divine, which has innocence, purity, and redemption as part of its light attributes and suggests a special connection with the divine, means that the right brain has a very unique contribution to make to our well-being, to our right brain connection, to our feeling of, whew, everything's going to be okay. You know, I've only got $5. I wonder what's going to happen next. So to return to the childlike state of open-mindedness, curiosity, well, now, this is a fine how-do-you-do, isn't it? That's the representation that they would like you to take and the stance that your angels and guides are asking for you to have and to say, here's the question that I'm going to ask you to ask yourself throughout this next week, and I want you to see what happens when you do ask it. I don't want an answer to the question. I just want, as the poet Rainer Maria Rilke suggested, for you to live this question. Okay, here's the question that is going to come up. What grand and glorious adventures await me today? What grand and glorious adventures await me today? And, you know, you're not going to know. But there just isn't an answer to that question. And the adventure could be bumping into somebody at the coffee shop, or it could be seeing a rainbow over your house, or it could be a beautiful smile from your child. And that's the adventure of life. But to reconstruct and to reframe our perspective is to become what right brain energy really means. It's to become a true optimist. Maybe you saw that thing that just has been posted lately, which is a glass. It's a glass of water, and the glass of water is half full. You know this one. You know this one is a classic. But here's the new twist on it. The glass of water is half full, and then the glass is full of air. So it is half full of water and half full of air. Technically, the glass is completely full. That's what I'd like to leave you with. I'm going to wrap up now. Thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We hope to hear from you next week. Please put it on your diary so that you can give us a call, and we'll hear from you and take your questions for your angels and guides. But until then, be blessed, and always remember, you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.